It's time for Sports Talk.
Ty McBride here on the phone with Eric James. Today we are discussing the relationship between Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Let's talk about big brother, little brother chemistry. One thing I'm not going to do, and I know that's exactly what Michael Jordan did, he didn't let the public know how close him and Kobe Bryant were until after the fact. I mean, because that's what you do, you protect your family. This thing, if the public would have known that Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan hanging out and having conversations in the middle of the night at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning about skill sets and doing different things, the public would have went into a frenzy, but paparazzi would have lost their mind.
Even outside of just, you know, like the business friendship that they had, because, you know, Kobe and Jordan, they're both Nike guys. On a personal level, Michael Jordan actually came out and said that he treated Kobe Bryant. He was his little brother and, you know, vice versa.
Well, think about it. Look, Michael said it best. Kobe would nag him. He was like a gnat, you know, that just never would go away. No matter how many times you swat it, it comes back. And that relationship that was beautiful that they had, and they had that type of relationship. You know, the big brother, little brother, you know, Kobe action, how you do these moves and how you do this and how you do that. And think about it, he went to the master of the game, you know, arguably one of the greatest players of all time, you know, and he went to the master and said, hey, how do I do that? What can I do to become better? What can I do? And then Kobe continued to work on the skill set and continued to get better and better. And you started seeing images and bites of Michael Jordan in Kobe, and then he applied that to his own skill set, which made him even better. It was amazing just to see that. You know, Michael even said it was amazing to see him grow and become to what he became. The tight bond, but you know how brothers are.
Yeah.
You get into it. We'll sit there and rub you, give you a nugget on top of your head, or we'll knock you over, whatever, or just trip you up. That's what they were doing. That's the relationship they had. Just think about it. It makes sense.
It's just crazy to me that they were that close because, you know, as I was growing up, it was in Kobe's prime, and it was always Kobe versus Jordan, like, you know, who's better? So thinking like that Mamba mentality, Kobe would want to be better than everybody and not be friends with anybody.
Think about it. Michael Jordan was the same way, was he not?
This is true.
His mindset was, look, he had a killer instinct. Look, he was not going to let a team beat him. And if a team did beat him, he found another way to beat them. That's why he became what he became, his six-time, NBA champ?
Yep. Jordan's six-time, Kobe's five-time.
Hey, look, I'm telling you. Is that not a mimic? Is that not a master and a pupil becoming one?
Time out.